The federal government took another step today to tackle the issue of sexual assaults at colleges and universities. The Education Department released the names of 55 schools currently facing an investigation into their handling of abuse complaints. Earlier in the week, the White House issued new guidelines on how to better protect students. NPR's Tovia Smith reports that many schools find themselves increasingly pressed to become what amounts to a pseudo-court.
By all accounts, schools have plenty of room for improvement in how they handle allegations of sexual assault. For years, students have complained about claims being discounted, cases mismanaged, and punishments that look more like slaps on the wrist.
Why does he get to stay? Why does he get to graduate? Because I'm not coming back if he's here. So then I don't get to graduate.
Lena Sklove staged a rally at Brown University last week complaining that the student Brown found responsible for raping and choking her was only suspended for a year. University officials have since said he's opted not to come back, and along with others around the nation, they're working on improving. But as they do, some say it should come as no surprise that college panels set up to rule on things like plagiarism end up bungling cases that even courts have trouble with.
There's a level of absurdity in making universities handle serious sexual violence cases. We wouldn't ask universities, of course, to handle a homicide. We don't even ask them to handle serious aggravated assault.
David Lisak, a consultant on campus sexual assault, says college panels are simply in over their heads.
You know, they are intelligent and they're earnest, but we are really asking them to take on a job that is just way beyond the purview of what any of them ever signed up for.
Indeed, colleges have a fundamentally different mission than the criminal justice system. Colby Bruno is a former prosecutor who now represents victims in college proceedings.
A victim comes in looking for justice. A school looks at the process as an opportunity to educate the assailant about the behavior that was not acceptable.
Bruno says the new federal guidelines will push schools further from that old-school approach of viewing incidents as just a teachable moment.
Schools in the past have been reticent to bring down harsh punishment because, truthfully, and I've heard this time and time again, they didn't want to ruin the accused's life.
But even if some adjustment is needed, some worry the federal government is pushing schools too far.
Yes, colleges and universities should provide comfort and aid and sensitivity. But if we want to address this problem, let's call it what it is. It's a crime. And let's turn it over to police and to courts.
Ann Neal is with the American Council of Trustees and Alumni, a nonprofit that focuses on academic freedom.
By creating a shadow system of campus justice, I think what we're going to do is end up trampling on constitutional rights and will likely harm more than it will help.
In many ways, colleges have less power than law enforcement. They can't subpoena evidence or witnesses, for example. But in other ways, they have more leeway. While prosecutors routinely drop criminal cases that would be hard to prove beyond a reasonable doubt, campuses need only a preponderance of the evidence, which means more likely than not. Also, in the courts, the onus is on the accuser to prove a crime. But campuses can make the accused prove they actually had sexual consent. Juna Perkins is a former prosecutor who's now a consultant to colleges.
The college disciplinary process can actually capture a lot more conduct that's inappropriate that the criminal justice system would never, ever result in criminal conviction.
As Perkins sees it, ruling on rape cases and ensuring a safe learning environment is absolutely within the purview of colleges. Biddy Martin, president of Amherst College, that's also come under fire recently, says it's both a moral and a legal necessity for schools, just as it is for employers or the military.
There's probably no institution in the country that ought not to see it as fitting that they protect people from violence of any kind.
Rather than try to train English professors and college students to be judges and juries, Amherst outsources the job to a panel of experts. The pressure to get it right is not just from the government. Colleges who used to fear getting sued if they expel a student for sexual assault now also worry about getting sued if they don't. Tovia Smith, NPR News.